And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I'm back! Thank you to Matt Zurcher for filling in last Tuesday as I headed over to Disneyland, actually the Disneyland Hotel, for the Western Association of Chamber Executives annual conference. And for all of those of you that said, oh yeah, Marnie went to Disneyland, well, me and my partner Sherry from Prescott, we spent all of 1 hour in the park that they allowed us from 7 to 8 p.m., the twilight hour, in California Adventure. And when you go to California Adventure, of course, you know, you think maybe a ride or two. Every ride, the rides that we were going to go on were 45 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour wait long. So we snatched the fastest one we could get on and rode the Incredicoaster. All that little business about the Incredibles, and it was a lot of fun. But that was the most amazing. I think I left my stomach back halfway there because it was one of those wild, wild, as we remember, those of you in the audience, e-ticket ride at Disneyland. So anyway, California Adventure. So, but otherwise, great content, learned a lot, and brought back ideas. And again, being with over 500 chamber executives from the 14 actually Western states, you start talking about how we all can bring back and build our communities and our businesses to the best of that we can do and make it, you know, premier in our community. So in my mind, we're there, but we have places to go. So it's a lot of fun. But again, thank you to Matt for filling in. That was wonderful. And next week we have Mayor Palguta joining you. So I'll be back in 2 weeks after the show. But meanwhile, we've got a great show for you today, full of enthusiasm, great people, great things going on. So stick with us. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&AWorldwide.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Play high-low at Cliff Castle Casino, and you can win a share of over $30,000 in cash and prizes. Earn entries all month and bonus entries on Tuesdays. Drawings start on Sunday, February 24th at 4 p.m. with progressive cash prizes each hour through 9 p.m. At 8 p.m., you can win $5,000 cash, and at 9 p.m., one lucky winner walks away with $10,000 cash. Be one of the 30 winners on February 24th playing high-low. Visit CliffCastleCasino.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Fun times. When the weather warms up and makes us think about getting outside, what better place than the Prescott Golf Club? And joining me now is Justin Henderson and Melanie Bridges to talk about the PGA Junior League Golf. And I'm just going to toss it. Hey, guys.
Hi. Thanks for having us on. Appreciate it.
Good to have you. Have you cleared the snow off the greens yet?
Finally. Quite as bad as Pebble Beach the other day, but we did get out there with brooms and shovels and cleared it.
Oh, yeah, right.
We
got to
get the golfers out and getting them. They're getting a little cabin fever, a little antsy.
Oh, I know they are. They, mm-hmm. You know, sometimes what they say, you know, a golf day is better than anything else or something
that's
like
right.
that.
That's right. Better than a day at work.
There you go. And you bundle up well. Well, welcome. Let's talk about the Junior League Golf Club. And this is something you've been doing for several years.
Yeah, I've actually been involved. This will be my second year. Melanie's been involved for 4 years now. She kind of started, pioneered the program here in the Prescott area. It's a great opportunity for young kids to come out and don't need to know anything about golf. This is a team format. You don't need equipment. Don't need to know how to play the game or the rules because we have different set of rules. We will give you all the instruction.
Okay.
So ages from 8 to 17.
Uh-huh.
It used to be 16, but they upped it to 17 this year. So
good
opportunity for kids to come out and kind of grow into the game so that they can transition their way up into high school golf.
Well, Melanie, what inspired you to start this?
Oh, my. I've just been involved in just about every facet of golf. And when the opportunity came up and to work with the kids, this is my fourth year, as Justin said, as coach. And there were many days, to be honest about it, that I felt awfully tired and thought, do I really want to do this? And I would go out with those young boys and girls. And when I came home, it was like total rejuvenation because they are so neat. It is so wonderful to watch them. You see them start maybe at the beginning of the season and not really have a clue, maybe even which end of the golf club to hold. Mm-hmm. And they finish up with big smiles on their faces. They learn to support each other because, as Justin said, it's a team thing. It's a two-person team thing. They support each other. They grow together. They learn how to take care of the golf course. It's just a wonderful opportunity for them. Last year, we had one young man who was hitting 340 yards off of the tee.
Wow.
Good player.
If you think about that in comparison to a football field, mm-hmm. that's quite a distance.
Wow.
And we had one young lady who has been with us now for 3 years. Last year, she was a freshman in high school in September and actually ended up as the number one seed on the girls' high school golf team. So to see that kind of thing happen, to see the parents get involved and the camaraderie that comes with the parents even, it's just heartwarming. It's great.
Mm-hmm. So you said the ages are what? 8 to 17?
17.
So how are the teams paired up? Like ages or like skills or like?
Well, we'll mix it up.
Similar,
So we do practices on Tuesdays and Sundays and then have little matches in between. So we'll pair up maybe one of the better players with one of the new kids.
Okay.
Or we'll pair them up by age, or we'll kind of pair them up by buddies, or we'll put boys with girls. Just different experience.
So you're never, you're paired up permanently through the season then?
No.
Oh, okay. And how long does the season run?
So we'll start in March,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll run to the first week of August, right before school starts. We'll have our year-end banquet.
Okay. And then what is the schedule like? What time commitment is it for the kids to participate?
It's just 2 hours. So like we said, Tuesdays and Sundays, 3 o'clock in the afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
And we are having a meeting on the 3rd of March at 2 o'clock at the golf course for anybody that's interested and would like to come out, find some more details. I'm sure we may even have a computer there to help them register if necessary. Registration is open now for all of them. And you were asking about how they were paired. One of the interesting things is this young man who hits such a beautiful shot, he actually was helping some of the younger ones with some of their skill levels. And it was just wonderful to watch all of it.
Right. So is it one-on-one coaching, or you take the group and you take them through, let's say, driving, putting, and some of the various types of things you need to play the game?
It's a little bit of both. We start out with a group, and then as we kind of identify different skill levels, Then Melanie will take some. Maybe she'll go do the chipping or the putting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take some, and we'll teach the driving.
Okay.
And the long game.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great question, and it just flew out of my mind. Let's talk about the Prescott Golf Club, Justin, because it's all held there.
Yes.
And some people that are listening may not be familiar with the Prescott Golf Club.
Probably not.
Well, let's talk about it.
A lot of people still think that the Prescott Golf Club, which was formerly named Prescott Golf and Country Club, we changed the name a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
We are not a private club. We're a public golf course that has golf memberships. So we are open to the public. All the public is welcome to come out. We have a driving range, practice facilities, 18 holes, regulation golf.
And I have been there since September of 1991, and I can vouch for the place. It's in great shape, and it was gorgeous to be out there today.
Well, oh, I'll bet it was.
It's just beautiful.
Well, and I know since you took over the ownership, Justin, you've really just invested a lot of time, a lot of, money, and you're bringing it really to a really exceptional playing field. Mm-hmm. So that's great.
Yeah, we're
plus, there's
Thank
a restaurant.
You. Plus, there's a restaurant.
You know, all the goodies
We renamed the restaurant Redwoods Grill, and
yes.
It's open to the public.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And we have a special for the juniors when they come and play. Hot dog, soda, and chips for $6,
yes.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
So we even do that for them.
So you make it available so after they play, they can eat.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's open. So let's talk about the value of getting, let's say, an 8-year-old. Let's start out talking an 8-year-old involved in a sport like golf.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me... Discuss what the value is and how important it is to get a child, a young person, outdoors.
Well, what they don't understand is that especially the game of golf is something you can play well into your 80s and 90s.
Right.
There's not a lot of sports you can do that.
Right.
Tennis, some of the other sports that you have to be a little bit more athletic and move. You can at least still get out and play golf. At any age, which is nice, and any skill level. And it's a great opportunity as you're growing old or going through business. I've had a lot of people that have come to me that have taken lessons because they want to use it as a business so that they can meet more people.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger you start, the better off you are. Absolutely,
yes.
Guaranteed.
Right. Well, and, golf is considered, it's kind of has changed over the years. And now... bringing back young people to play the game, do you see a resurgence in kids and young people being invested in the game of golf?
Yes, sir.
And tell us what makes it fun. Because fun is important.
Fun is definitely important.
What makes golf fun?
Just being outside. Being outside, being with your friends, just being able to nature.
Mm-hmm. Meeting new people.
Meeting new people, yeah. The golf is starting to relax the rules a little bit. So
yeah.
It's not as staunch as it used to be. You can have your hat backwards. You can have your shirt untucked. You can play music if you like.
You can even leave the flag stick in the hole while you're putting.
Exactly.
At your place, it's a little more relaxed. I wouldn't say that's for all
not
golf
every
course,
place
but
is that
over
way,
there,
but
you're
yes.
making it. What you're making is people friendly.
Absolutely.
You're taking away that stigma of it. If you do anything wrong, lightning's going to strike you on the golf course. And I think that's kept a lot of people away. It's like,
it
I don't
is.
Know the rules, so I'm afraid to play.
Mm-hmm.
And so by loosening that up a little bit, it opens the door to, folks that just want to come out and have a good time, spend some time out there.
That's the great thing about the PGA Junior League is that we don't have a whole lot of rules. There's still some etiquette.
Right.
But it's more hit the ball, grab your clubs, go hit it again.
And I like that the word you use is etiquette, because that's also a training ground for young people to get some of those skills that aren't often taught these days on proper etiquette, manners, and things like that.
I'm a traditionalist when it comes to golf, but I've relaxed my rules as far as the music and that. But but the etiquette is something that's very important.
Right.
And we teach that to the kids. On the very last green, when they've all putted out, take your hat off, go shake the other person's hands.
May I give a web page in case
Absolutely.
There's somebody out there that would like to register their junior now? They may go to they can go to pgajrleague.com, and you can follow the prompts and at Prescott PGA Junior League on Facebook also.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to that PGAJuniorLeague.com webpage, you can register your youngster right now.
And what is a registration fee?
It's $200.
$200, and that includes...
And this is really cool, because the $200 includes two team jerseys, two shirts, a T-shirt, a bag tag, and a little drawstring backpack to put everything in.
The $75 is due at registration. Mm-hmm. The balance is due when they first come out for a practice or something, mm-hmm. and that's paid directly to the club. It stays here. That's what helps pay for... green fees, range balls, banquet.
The opening banquet, closing banquet.
Yes, mm-hmm. all of that.
Wow, it makes me want to be between 8 and 17 again, I'm telling you. Do you have one between 60 and 70? Maybe
we may need to start one.
I think we need to start one.
Maybe we'll start a senior PGA junior senior league.
There you go. You know, Melanie's going, yes, yes.
A little older than that, though, I'm afraid.
Well, you know, we'll just say, and up, you know. So let's talk about that registration one more time. They can go online now, or they can register at a special meeting you're having.
Yes.
And that is March?
March 3rd at the Prescott Golf Club at 2 p.m. And we will be there with calendars of the with schedules for the entire summer, the league, what they can do, and distribute anything that we have that will help them, and we can register them there. Justin has also, he's allowed the fact that they'll have range balls when they want. Mm-hmm. The club has bent over backwards just to get these juniors out there and into the game of golf. It's
great.
Heartwarming.
That's great. I thought of one more thing of value to a young person, the socialization and being outdoors and all that, is the problem solving skills.
Yes.
When your ball doesn't go exactly where you want mm-hmm. it to, now you got to figure out how to get it back right. where you really wanted it to.
It's
you
a know,
so
sport.
That's like that hand-eye coordination and some, you know,
absolutely.
Basic physics.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming on the show and talking
you.
About this.
Thank you.
Again, phone number for more information or the website, making sure they hear it one more time.
Phone number, you can call Prescott Golf Club at 928-772-8984 or pgajrleague.com. And again, you can also follow us on Facebook at Prescott Junior League.
And also, where are you located exactly? We tell everybody to come on over there, and let's give them the address.
We are at 1030 Prescott Country Club Boulevard. That is behind the Maverick on 69.
Excellent. Well, Justin, thank you. Melanie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Swarms of kids come out to play golf.
So do we.
You just filled up and get them out there playing all the time. Oh, we love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Arizona Beer Week is here. Join Prescott Brewing Company and Arizona craft breweries all over the state February 7th through the 16th for this big 10-day celebration. Enjoy our classic pub burger and a pint for the special price of only $11.99. So basically, your pint is free for these 10 days. Or enjoy a snack off our Pub Bite menu for only $5.99. See ArizonaBeerWeek.com for more info. And we'll see you at Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Cheryl Rowland. She is president of the Prescott Valley Police Foundation, an organization that supports our police department here in Prescott Valley in any number of ways. Welcome, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I'm going to just say the shout out to Cheryl because Cheryl and I go back to when I was directing the Murder Mysteries fundraisers for the Police Foundation, and I think I asked you the very first time, hey, would you like to be in a play? And wild and crazy girl that you were, you said yes, and you've been one of my stars ever since.
And so much fun, by the way.
One of the major fundraisers for the Police Foundation every year.
Yes, every October.
Every October. Well, you're president, so let's talk about the Police Foundation. You mentioned, and we were talking about it before we started the show, that it started in 2008.
2008. It's been 11 years. Wow. And I think what's so cool about what we do is we help with things like bulletproof vests, training, canines, things that the police department maybe doesn't have the excess funds for, things like tasers. We have a big taser payment coming up, and we, as the foundation, are able to actually help the police department help pay for that so they don't have to take it out of their budget.
Well, I was talking to somebody, but I want to make perfectly clear, you know, when you talk about the bulletproof vest, yes, our officers are always have bulletproof vests. The department makes sure that they have those. What it is a reimbursement process because they can get their vests when they hit the street. So they don't have out-of-pocket money.
Correct.
We pay for it ahead of time, or the foundation pays for it ahead of time. But then when the officer gets the reimbursement, then gives it back to the foundation. So they're not out of the pocket, and they're officially equipped right away.
Yep, from day one.
And it makes it easier for them. And it's, you know, for many of them, they're young. I mean, holy smokes, I just saw the recent graduates from NARDA sitting behind me at a council meeting, and good grief, young people, young men and women with families just starting out, and
yes,
that extra money can always come in handy for them. So it's wonderful that the foundation is able to help that, which was the original intent of the foundation when it was started back in 2008, was to provide that piece of it, and then it just grew as funds became available. Well, we could help with something else. But the town of Prescott Valley, the budget of the police department, they make sure our officers are well-equipped, well-trained.
Yep.
They are state-of-the-art, but those nice extras like the command center and some of those you might not have without the support of the local community through a foundation like this.
Yeah, exactly. And it even helps with things like the canines that we just had recently. I want to say it was just a couple months ago, we got this purchase with the canines so they can train, get those canines ready for to be on the streets and to help get rid of the bad guys.
I love that. We have Groot.
Yes.
I love Groot. You know,
and
I love
he's
their
adorable.
Names. I just love their names. I'm like, Turco. And, you know, they're fun animals. And I know that they have a definite service they provide for our department. And yet you just can't help look at those beautiful eyes and just love them, you know. But just don't sick them on me. I won't be a bad girl, you know. I'll be a good girl, you know.
Yeah. And they can get pretty feisty when they're on duty.
Right.
When they're on duty.
Absolutely. So how does the foundation raise the funds for what you provide to the department?
We actually do it a couple of ways. So we've got two main events each year. We've got a golf tournament that we do. This is our third annual golf tournament this year. It's going to be on April 28th. And it's going to be at Stone Ridge. So we've got that event. We also have another event in October, which is the murder mystery that we talked about earlier. And then the other way is we actually have some donors who just kind of give money to us throughout the year, maybe once a quarter or once a year. And we take that money. They can actually designate if they want it to go to a specific area. So if they wanted it to specifically go to canines, they can actually do that as well. If they just want it to go to the General Fund for the Police Foundation, we can do that as well, too.
Right. And the foundation is a 501c3.
It is.
So, you know, there again, for your federal tax purposes, you know, you can write it off as a charitable contribution.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, always nice supporting a local organization and still getting that tax break, which to me is the most important thing. Keeping the money locally.
It's
keeping
true.
The money locally. So are you operated with a board of directors?
We do. We actually have a great board of directors. We've got people that are there, some retired, some that are town council. We've got some that are involved with the chamber. We've got a good group of people on the board right now. And what I love about our board is everyone has a different idea of how we can help our officers. And we've always got some fresh ideas that are coming through. Some people have ideas for, you know, let's make a fun event with bumper stickers. Let's make a fun event with one-off events like Salute to Heroes and things like that. So it's been a very good group of people because everybody's got a different idea on what they think that we can do to help raise money.
Right. And the support for the police
department. Oh, absolutely.
Now, how do the officers, do they integrate much or with you as a police foundation?
They do. In fact, at every board meeting, we have an officer there as well. It can be someone from the canine unit. It can be the sergeant. It can be pretty much anyone from the police department is there so that they have a presence. They are listening to what we are doing to help them. And then also we have the chance to listen to them and find out what do they need, what are their needs right now, and what is the main focus that they've got going on right now. So it's a way for us to help support them as well.
Right. One of the great things the police department started was the Police Citizens Academy, which again is a, I think it was 10 weeks at the time I went through the first one. Mm-hmm. They brought it back after being away for a few years. And it was a great way to learn how the police department operates. And it's open to citizens of Prescott Valley if you're interested. They just need to call over there and speak to somebody in the community services department. But again, it's a great way to also then look at future involvement, such as on the board or as part of the foundation. How did you get involved?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it started with the murder mystery event that you said, hey, why don't you come do this? And so I did, and I thought, well, that was fun. And, wow, I get to help support the police department as a part of doing this. And so they had an opening on the board, and I applied and wanted to be a part of something that was actually helping our community be a better place. And they do so much work, and they do so many things for our community that I don't think people even realize some of the things they do. So that's how I became involved, was actually through that murder mystery event.
And kind of seeing, what is this group I'm doing something fun for?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And researching it a little bit more.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember 2008 that actually there was the then police chief Maxim was there, and he was looking at creating an alumni group from police, back then the police academy group. And that wasn't really, we started talking about it and saying, what about a foundation? And it was started by three of us, actually. It said, let's put this together.
Amount of people. That's awesome.
There was three of us that put together, and at the time we developed as a membership organization. You could come in different levels of membership, and then, you know, as everything evolves and changes. But our first fundraiser was a rummage sale on the grass of the police department, and I think we made $2,000, but it was seed money to start that reimbursement program, which is what we originally said, let's start with this, and then where do you go from that? But that was the first fundraiser, was a raffle sale on the with somebody even donated a bathtub. It was absolutely great. But,
oh, how funny.
You know, you start with a little seed money, and then you build from there. And then it evolved into a board-run organization that has proven to be very successful to this day. Obviously, after 11 years, you're doing something right, and leadership is so important. And
it is, and I also think it's interesting to know that we started off with vests, and that was kind of, or the vest reimbursement program, and that was the initial thing. Mm-hmm. And then we've helped with tasers, with canines, with trainings, with just additional things. So it's interesting to know how much progress we've made as a foundation, and how much we were able to help slowly over time, but there's been a lot of different areas we've been able to help with.
And sometimes you feel a need, and then there's another need later on that says, well, okay, we've taken care of that. Now, what's next? What else can we be doing? Because this is what we want to do, is help take you to the next level or provide for those things that are not budgeted or not in this year's budget, and we want you to have them now.
Exactly.
Sometimes we don't want to wait.
One of the things we're working on right now, we're actually trying to apply for a grant that's going to help them with some swag or some giveaway things, so when they go to events that they can help the public kind of get to know a little bit more about them and a little bit more about what they do and how they help the kids in our community and that type of thing.
Right. Start building those bridges.
Yeah.
With the police department and the community.
They're good guys.
They're very good guys. So if somebody wants to make a donation or get involved, help with I know it's a board run organization, but if they want to help with one of the fundraisers, what do they do, Cheryl? You have a website?
We do. It is Prescott Valley Police Foundation, com, and then you can go on that. The other thing is we have, you can call me directly. My number is 533-0975. And they can reach out to me directly, or also Kay, which is one of our past presidents, also will take reservations for the golf tournament. So if anybody's interested in doing the golf tournament in April, they can call her at 775-4002.
So a lot of ways to be involved if that's, you know, want to support our local police department. Or actually, I just think as we had Justin in here before, Justin Henderson is like, great day of golf. You know, you can't beat that too, and supporting
right.
an organization. So again, it works hand in hand. It's a win-win for both, you know, good golf and supporting the police foundation.
That's
so
right.
That is on April the 28th.
April 28th. Yeah.
So, hear more about that, but go to the website. Again, the website name?
Prescott Valley Police Foundation.com.
Cheryl Rowland, President, thank you so much for joining us and sharing about the Police Foundation. Again, more work, good work to be done.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank
Short
you.
Break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you. At Affinity RV, you get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV.
Retired astronaut Mark Kelly, the husband of former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, enters the Democratic U.S. Senate race.
I care about people. I care about the state of Arizona. I care about this nation. So because of that, I've decided that I'm launching a campaign for the United States Senate.
Kelly will seek the Democratic nomination in hopes of unseating Republican Martha McSally. The Prescott City Council meets at 3 o'clock this afternoon. They'll consider going up against big pharmaceutical companies.
Council will consider civil litigation against those responsible for the wrongful manufacture and distribution of prescription opiates. According to City Manager Michael Lamar, placing millions of prescription opioids in the marketplace has resulted in addiction and abuse. Lamar adds the opioid epidemic has hit Prescott hard, with former addicts setting up dozens of sober living facilities. The council meeting will be held at City Hall on South Cortez Street. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Mostly sunny today, mostly cloudy and windy tomorrow. Chilling after bedtime to a mostly cloudy 31. Showers arriving tomorrow evening and Thursday, staying with a 30% chance for more Friday and Saturday, with highs tomorrow near 53 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. 46 Thursday, 52 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny today, cloudy and very breezy tomorrow, waking up to a pre-dawn low near 35, then a high near 62 with those same showers, warming only to 56 Thursday, 62 Friday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues on KQNA.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Celebrate a Valentine's weekend at Cliff Castle Casino. Kick off the fun on Valentine's Day with a romantic dinner at Storytellers featuring a special menu prepared by Chef Andre DeLuca. Then dance to the music of Sammy Davis and the Dragonfly Nightclub. The fun continues all weekend with an extended Storytellers special menu, drink specials, live music, and the chance to win cash with hot seats through Sunday and a $5,000 cash drawing Sunday night. It's a Valentine's you won't forget at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is Chamber Spotlight on Business, and joining me are Mike Hughes, the owner, Harry Kuznick Marketing, and Cody, who shall remain unidentifiable. No. He's our young guy here from Dish Tech. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
You're so big that this whole segment's dedicated to you. So just letting you know how special you are. But we know you guys got a lot going on over there. So I'm going to start over here with Mike. And why don't you go ahead and give us a big overview of Dish Tech in Prescott Valley?
We are a local network that we're doing Dish Network and HughesNet Internet. We're trying to bring everyone out and get rid of the 1-800 number. So we want everybody to come and be local with us. We're trying to go back to the brick and mortar, and even Dish Network is promoting that. So we are moving forward with that. We want you to come in. We want you to get personable. You need any kind of questions, we can call. You need help about your billing, your programming, anything. We're there to help. So we want you to come in. We know you're frustrated with the 1-800 number. That's a big thing.
Let me ask you okay. Jump back there a little bit. Mike, and ask you, what are you referring to in the 1-800 number?
Well, a lot of people call the 1-800 number, and they got to press this button and that button, and they can't get a
live
voice.
Like for service or something like that?
Yes, and for billing, for programming, they have a hard time with that. So I'm getting a lot of those people as we speak right now. We're getting, you know, a dozen of them a week. So come on in. And I know... Like AT&T is having problems because they just took over DirecTV. So even having them come in too, and they're trying to get in, and we're just trying to switch them over. We have the DirecTV business next to it too.
Oh, okay.
But we're trying to switch them over because AT&T is having a lot of problems. So right now we're switching over to the Dish Network, and because they're having the problems with the 1-800 number also. So...
Right.
The more we keep it local, I think the better off we are. We're always doing service calls. We're running around. Everybody's going 8 days a week, 24/7. So the more we can get, the more we can help. We just want everybody to come in.
Now, are you an internet service provider?
Yes, we do internet also. More for the outlying area. We do provide HughesNet. We also provide Viasat. So we can do the internet. We can help you out. We do more of like the outlying areas.
Right.
More for people that can't get the Cable One or the CenturyLink. So,
right.
And again, I do want to promote that you don't have to call the 1-800 number.
Just call
come
you.
Come on in. Just come on
so
in.
So you maintain the name Dish Tech,
yes.
But you're more than just providing that satellite television service. You have a variety of other programs that you offer, because I'm looking at your brochure right here that, yes. You know, if Harry designed it, it's great, because video production and editing?
Uh-oh. Yeah, we do it all. we're going to be doing live streaming. That's why I'm trying to put a lot of people on the Dish Network.
Right.
The Dish Network is in a beta phase right now. They are putting a new app on the Hoppers. And what it is it's going to be a community channel.
Oh,
and it's going to be a community dish. So what we're going to provide for the community is we can go to any event, weddings, celebration of life, sporting events, anything that you need to get on the air where other people can't make it, we can live stream it right to your TV.
Oh, wow. See, when I was talking about giving you the whole 12 minutes because you were special, Link wasn't listening, and then she gave me the one-minute signal, and I was panicking because I said, I got six more minutes with these guys.
Oh.
They were special. Okay, that's okay. So video streaming.
The video streaming, I mean, not only can we video stream, like, your sporting events or whatever that you need to the Hopper. We can do it to your Facebook. We can do it to your YouTube channel. We're an on-site live streaming service. We can go wherever you need to go.
Wow.
And we can get it done.
You're covering so much. Harry, tell me a little more on some of that.
I think it all comes down, Marnie, and thank you. I think it all comes down to the personal service.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for what is the primary focus of the customer. I mean, they go to other services. First of all, it's kind of a bit overwhelming for people when they start talking and they say, well, this service has this, this service comes at it this way, et cetera.
Right.
And there's all kinds of information there. And it's not apples to apples. So they have a great deal of difficulty trying to meld it all together and figure out what's best for them.
Right.
Since we live it, it's not as difficult for us. And we can come and we say, okay. What is your primary focus here? Why do you want to make a switch? is, and what channels are important to you, or what are you going to do on the internet, etc. And do you want to meld things, or do you care if they're separate?
Right.
All these things and so much more. But they tell us, just in telling us what they want, most of it, and then we ask a few questions, and then we can hone in on what's best for them.
Right. Again, like you said, the personal touch.
Yes.
In developing what is right for you.
That's very important.
Uh-huh. So
everybody is different. So
do you go out and visit with the customer or to their home, or do they come into your office, which we will talk about location in a few minutes?
We do both.
I
mean, a lot of people come in. Sometimes it gets really hectic there, small parking lot, but, yeah, it can get hectic. But like I said, we're 8 days a week. We go to your house.
You made a new day for me?
We did.
Tell me I don't have to work.
So lots of service calls, and, you know, we understand that people can bump off input, can, you know, turn the channel wrong.
Yes.
Sleep on the remote, do whatever they do, but
yes.
We can make it work, and we can get there a lot faster. You know,
for so many people that this, their internet or their television is their connection to the outside world. We understand that too, and how important that is to when they're having a problem to get back to them. So that's nice you have that as a focus.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a big thing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think the speed of that is very important.
Right.
I mean, you call the 800 number, it's when they can get around to it. You
yeah.
call us, and we're your neighbors. We have no such lazy idea of getting to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if we can get to you that day, we get to you.
Wow.
If not, we get to you the next day.
That service, I'm telling you, because it's so hard to get these days just because it's just a busy world and there's so many people requiring so many things. But, you know, that focus and attention to detail. Cody, what do you do?
I am all the above.
Uh-huh.
I'm a tech. I install Dish Network as well as the HughesNet service and cell as well.
He's our FAA pilot too for the drones.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't even get to the down here that you know the drones. So holy smokes.
I'm a drone pilot, but all FAA. I mean, in compliance with the FAA and.
I didn't know that there was a thing called an FAA drone pilot. So
well, it's
I just learned a lot right today.
License insured, FAA license.
Wow, yes.
Whole nine yards.
I say people out there just come visit you, you know, and talk to you because, it, like you said, you're right, Harry, it is overwhelming. To somebody like me, I'm thinking, holy smokes. But just taking it in little pieces and, like you said, asking me the questions kind of helps clear a lot of that up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of people out there, too, that offer services, but the real question becomes, was your equipment from 1902?
Right.
Or is it from yesterday or today?
Right.
And our equipment is from today. And all of our software, everything we do, is channeled through today's equipment and focus. And that's huge. So people want the up-to-the-date, the best. That's what we give them.
And you forget that. You know, you might buy a home that has, you know, let's say the dish up there, but it's 30 years old, and is that going to be compatible or work best for you now? Because technology has evolved so far since 30 years ago.
Yeah, and it's ever-changing even to the day. I mean,
right.
It's hard to keep up with. But, you know, that's kind of where what Harry was saying is we keep up with that pretty darn good. I mean, it's such a fast-paced technology, the technology world.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. So, keeping up with it is definitely important in that aspect.
You see a lot of people moving into the area that come see you?
Oh, yeah.
He just closed his eyes and goes, oh, yeah. You know, Mike's going, no.
For sure. That's one thing that we do, too. A lot of people are moving into the area. And they can bring their services with them, and they can still come into the office, and we can take care of it.
Right.
And we like to do like a lot of people when they come in, they've already had the services for 2 or 3 years, and what we can do is just update everything, and we give them all new equipment. You know, of course, they might have to renew their contract or something, but as long as they come in, because everyone is coming from everywhere, we can still take care of them. You know, it's a one-stop shop. You got your internet, your TV, your streaming. your video.
Wow.
It's all there.
Yeah. Come That's on why in. I gave you 12 minutes, because I knew you would have a lot of stuff going on. Let's talk about where you're located.
We're located 8744 East Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, Arizona. Phone number is 928-759-3720.
And do you have a website?
www.dishtech.net.
Dishtech.net.
Yes.
And you got anything?
And a YouTube channel.
On YouTube. You got Facebook. Some Facebook going on.
We got all that. We got some videos up there. We got everything up there. So
yeah,
check
everything's
it out.
Up on the website. So, yeah. And a lot of our, previous work.
You can get an idea on the website. You can check things out. But I'd say after talking to you guys, you want to come into the office and talk to you firsthand. And it's the big red building.
Yes.
You want me a little shot? It's
what we want to do. We want to mention, please, we have a donation box in the front of our store. It's for the DAV.
Mm-hmm.
And please, especially, we've been in the winter and we've been getting a lot of people with clothes. We definitely want some clothes, blankets.
Okay.
Please just drop it in. They come every Thursday and pick it up.
We'll be sure and let people know and let me know, too.
Yeah.
You can start,
Clean your closet, please.
Now's the time. People are looking, maybe once the snow, but we're looking at cleaning a lot of things out. And once spring hits, you've got to, find a place and send those coats to a good home and somebody can use them. So, again, that's located at your office. And let's give the address one more time.
8744 East Highway 69.
And your phone number, Mike?
928-759-3720.
Mike, Harry, and Cody, thank you for joining us for Chamber Spotlight on Business. You filled the time, and I think I could have done another 15 minutes with you. Holy smoke. You guys are a busy group. Harry says, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's bring you back another time. How's that?
Let's do
that.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you for joining us here. We're going to take a short break here and say goodnight here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Arizona Beer Week is here. Join Prescott Brewing Company and Arizona craft breweries all over the state February 7th through the 16th for this big 10-day celebration. Enjoy our classic pub burger and a pint for the special price of only $11.99. So basically, your pint is free for these 10 days. Or enjoy a snack off our pub bite menu for only $5.99. See ArizonaBeerWeek.com for more info. And we'll see you at Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Brown Bag Burger, Cowboy Country Antiques, and David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes visit the Las Vegas Golden Knights live Tuesday night at 8 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM. Thank you for joining us here on today's show. Yes, tonight's Tuesday, I believe, and I don't know who they're playing, but our Northern Arizona Suns are playing tonight.
Golden Knights,
that's right, the Golden Knights. So doors open at 5:30 with the game at 6:30. So great night if you're looking for something to do. It's always fun to go to the basketball game. I enjoy that tremendously. Good night out there. So bring the family. Tickets are reasonable. You can get tickets at the door. So go Suns! And thank you all for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I'm Marnie Yule. You'll be hearing from Mayor Cal Palguna next week. So have a great 2 weeks and we'll be back with more great stuff going on in Prescott Valley.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.